The devotional content of the following Monty Man's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Hey, hey, it's the Monty Man with, yep, another Monty Man's Meditorial. Listen, this one I've entitled Honesty and Self-Deceit. Now, in step four, we make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. We search it out. It's fearless. We leave no stone unturned, and it's moral. In other words, it's truthful. Well, in the good book, in 1 John chapter 1, 8 through 9, it reads, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth, well, it's not in us. But if we confess our sins, He, meaning God, is faithful and just to forgive us." That's powerful. Few people will be so overt as to say, "Well, I'm without sin." Self-deceit is rarely that obvious, right? It often comes masked in socially acceptable and socially rewarded forms of behavior, particularly these days, such as perfectionism, for example, and it is a common expression of self-deceit. We try very hard to look good. Sometimes we work so hard to be perfect and look perfect that we nearly convince ourselves that it's true. Then, in the moments when we suddenly remember our human condition, well, we feel shame and self-contempt. And this often makes us want to work even harder to cover our reality with more layers of self-deceit. But self-deceit will never lead to change and growth. Only honesty can bring change. Recovery begins as we honestly face our failures, our wrongdoing, and our self-destructive choices. For people who have tried very, very hard to be very, very good, facing reality can be painful work. The courage to pursue taking an honest inventory of our lives is not possible without some source of compassion and forgiveness that can replace our shame and self-contempt. The good news is that God is compassionate and forgiving. God freely, joyfully, completely pardons. Because of this hope, we can look honestly at ourselves. Because we can turn to God and find mercy and pardon, we can make a fearless inventory of our lives. Listen, when we come back, a closing thought and a closing prayer, and also a closing recovery song. Founded by a father and son in addiction recovery, Exact Nature's all-natural CBD products are specially formulated to help you face the exceptional challenges of recovery, be it addictive cravings, depression, anxiety, or improving sleep. Learn more at exactnature.com. Well, welcome back, my friends, to this week's Monty Man's Meditorial entitled Honesty and Self-Deceit. So when are we going to stop lying to ourselves? We don't have the power to change ourselves. If we could have, we would have. So here's my prayer. Dear God, I've tried hard. I've tried harder. I've tried my hardest, but it has only led to self-deceit. Help me, God. I need you. I need your compassion to overpower my self-contempt. I need your forgiveness to overpower my self-condemnation. Rid me of self-deceit, God, and build in me a capacity for honesty. Not so that I can be perfect, but so that I can genuinely change, and so that I can rejoice in your love for me. Amen. Now listen, our closing song this week is by a group called Maverick City Music. And I heard this song last Sunday. Our son Colin, who is worship pastor at Family Life Church, Assembly of God up in Newburg, Oregon, led his worship team and the rest of us in this song, I Thank God. I will tell you, when your focus is on gratitude toward your Creator for doing for you what you are unable to do for yourself, i.e., stay sober, get sober, be sober, and give away this wonderful thing called recovery to those who are still crying out for it, that's not something you can do on your own power. It's something that you need to lean on God for every single day. So I want you to hear as I read the lyrics to this song, and then we're going to play it in closing. It goes like this. Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. And I tried with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not alone. He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior because he healed my heart. He changed my name. Forever free, I am not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. I thank God. I cannot deny what I see. Got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends, burden and bitterness. You can just keep it moving. Hey, nah, you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back home. He picked me up. He turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior because he healed my heart. He changed my name forever free. I am not the same. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. Oh, I thank God. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. So get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up out of that grave. And now, here's this amazing song, I Thank God, by Maverick City Music.
Wander into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul. See, I tried with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of road, I met a man. From
And their song, I Thank God. Listen, it has been said that the ultimate pride and ego is man's declaration that he can live without his creator, God. Stop the self-deceit. Give in to God. Admit your frailties and your weaknesses and your shortcomings. God is ready to meet you where you are. Get honest. It's the route to recovery. It's the keystone to success for a clean and sober life. And giving away what's been given to you. Start with gratitude. Thank God that you're sucking air. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.